This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Candy Hearts flirting via text and Donnie Baker. They're coming up right after this.
Bob and Tom Television presents.
This place looks deserted. I think we're safe. It was even a little food in the cabinet. We'll rest here tonight.
Mark, I'm so scared. Did you hear that? No, let's get out of here.
It's just outside the door. Oh. And that's the only way out.
The world premiere of a terrifying new zombie series.
We have to make a run for it.
Mark, no. Don't open that door.
Just stay right behind me. Here we go.
Oh, my God. This is horrible.
It's The Hawking Dead. Stephen Hawking stars in The Hawking Dead. He has the most brilliant brain in the world, but now he wants to eat yours. Only on Bob and Tom Television.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Jeff Oskey at the I Hate Steven Singer sidekick chair. Ace Cosby is here. Josh Arnold still under the weather. Absolutely lied to my face yesterday. Said he'd be here this morning. Liar, liar, pants.
Well, he just...
I'm sure you talked him out of coming in, because that's the kind of motivator of men you are. There's Willie Griswold.
No, I said, hey, Typhoid Mary, why don't you get all of us knocked out for a week?
Let me, I can guess.
You...
Yeah, you have no...
You had death's door, and you were here
three
every
colds.
Day infecting all of
yeah.
us.
Yeah.
And did not give a damn.
That's
no one,
true.
No one got infected. No one had anything.
Josh did?
Josh!
Wait a minute. You think your germs are better than me, don't you?
He does.
Did anyone get sick from anything?
Yeah.
Josh!
No. I got sick.
Josh got sick.
I had to get a bunch of news report stuff. It was I had to go drink a bunch of soup.
Pat's okay. Sick. He's
I got to go right now.
See,
I'm so sick.
He's
starting to feel something.
Oh, God.
Well, you got your fifth day in this month. Yeah. You better want to take off. You don't want to break any records. I want Josh to feel 100%. When he feels 100%, we'll have him in. So right now, sitting in for Josh, we have a man who usually sits in on Fridays with, what's your segment called?
News you failed to mention.
News you failed to mention
sure.
with Jeff Oskey.
Once
Jeff
again, right over there. Motivating man.
What's
that piece of crap thing you do?
Enjoyed it very much. One of my favorite features. But
can I guess how the Josh call went? I imagine you had the call. You had one thing to talk about. Instead of talking about that, you did probably 3 minutes of small talk. I imagine you complained about Chick being in a mood. I imagine, we're really going to get you back in there. We did have a fun chunk. You mentioned a funny joke you made. I guarantee that. And then...
I had a great line.
And finally, when it came time to make your point...
Ever heard of dixilating?
That's the one. You did dixilating. And then at the end, I bet it was just some sort of backhanded... You didn't totally say, don't come in.
Right.
But it was just some version of, by the way, you should remember... there are people in here who could die if they were to get sick.
Well,
I'm not going to say. I got to go. Bye.
And that absolutely. I don't care if you ever come
and
into
you planted
the show again.
The seed.
But just give it another day.
Okay. Is that the pizza guy at your door? Okay.
Wow.
Always in with a burn.
Even when he's not here.
Man. That's not how it went at all. The point is, we want Josh to be happy and healthy. Now, we've talked about some of the Valentine's Day stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
And the good news is those candy hearts are apparently back, Christy.
That's right. Those heart-shaped candies back just in time for your sweetest Valentine's Day. The Sweethearts candies have revealed that its inspiring theme for 2022, though, words of encouragement. So this year, the candies will feature 16 new sayings, including...
Yeah?
Way to go. Crush it.
God.
High five.
That's romantic.
Alongside classics like Be Mine, Hug Me, and Cutie Pie.
And by the way, if you have friends that are former addicts, please don't get them the one that says crush it. You don't need to remind them of kind of a powdery pill looking thing. You don't need to remind them of
that. That's a trigger, Willie. That's a trigger.
Yeah, it'll remind them of kind of bad days behind a CVS.
They always have it like way to go is the numeral two.
Sure.
It just irritates.
It was like the original texting.
Yeah, it's a tiny little heart.
How do fit it on there.
You want an actual T-O-O?
Cutie Pie.
What's wrong with Cutie Pie?
Below me.
Below.
Below.
B-E-L.
Oh, I spelled that wrong.
The brand says this year's theme aims to show recipients just how special they are and give their spirits a lift, Tom.
Okay. Stalking letter U. Give up.
No, your positivity is off the charts.
Don't text me. You are all alone.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
You're really going. How many of these do you have ready?
Run. Come on. They do have a new flavor, though. You see that?
Is it? No, I didn't.
Yeah, Zoloft. Oh. It's a chewable. The new chewable Zoloft.
I think they're all the same flavor, right?
Yeah, they all taste like colors. Sidewalk chalk.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, well, isn't one of them a little sexy? Isn't it like letter U up?
U up?
U up?
Yeah, that's a sexy text, isn't it?
They wouldn't do that.
No, they would not do that.
Oh. Willie, that's 1 o'clock.
Is that code?
It's on, but honestly, at this point, it's almost like you kind of send it ironically almost. If you're saying up, because it's such a dirtbag move, and somebody's like, hey, you up, you're like, oh no, I was just joking around, but seriously, are you awake right now?
so that's not a thing anymore?
I don't know if it ever really was a thing. I think it was kind of a thing as a joke, and then it became a thing. I hate talking. I hate saying, humans are so stupid, and I hate what we do.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
I've never been dumber.
Put a cap on that discussion. How about hey,
Tom,
you?
Tom, here's a rule. If you've heard about it, it's like 3 years old.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Okay? I certainly get that.
Please realize
if I've heard about it, it's over.
Yeah, way over.
Yeah, I'm just getting into menudo.
Oh, Jesus.
Isn't hey, you a text? Doesn't that mean?
Yeah.
Isn't that the same as DTF?
No, we had that.
No one texts DTF.
No one does that.
It's a little crazy.
You'd be like, hey, I'm hanging out with this girl tonight. She's totally DTF. But you wouldn't text a girl DTF.
Yeah.
What I think, what's more strong than texting someone DTF, if a girl texts me, hey, and there are like more than three Ys at the end, you're in, kid. That's a third base coach running you in.
There you go.
Run in.
A with multiple Ys.
Is that a turn-on for you?
That's the code. I didn't know that.
I think you and I had the conversation off the air that someone texted one of our friends, and the text started off, hey, you, and you go, that's flirty.
Yes.
That's
flirty. No, that's right. I remember that now.
Yeah.
That, no, hey, you, I think that means DTF.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm with him.
I told you not to share that text.
I consider that consent.
Wow.
You show judge.
You're all having so much fun. And the worst part is you giggle like a maniac after you do that to us.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, Results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast. To get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Oh, hey, Donnie.
If I sound different, I'm on my burner phone. I went out hogging it last night. So
how'd you do?
All right, catch anything?
Two for two, man. I swear to God.
Really?
I sing him a noodle after about 10 minutes. Hey, I heard Chicken, his sportscast song about robot umpires getting closer to being hired on in major leagues.
Yeah, oh, baseball, yeah. Robot umpires, yep.
And I can't believe you're in favor of this, Tom. What's next? You want ghost runners? I swear to God. Because time was, if a manager didn't like a call, you'd see Tommy Lasorda waddle out and belly up to the umpire, you know, test him out throwing more F-bombs than a Tupac tape. But now, if these stupid robots get hired on, who's going to enjoy watching Lou Piniella kick dirt on Stephen Hawking? I swear to God.
Yeah.
No. Wow. Not to mention, you ever think about this? Good luck rebooting your stupid robots during a rain delay.
Oh, good point.
You're going to have rain delays plus another delay waiting on the Geek Squad to drive from across town. Man, I don't even recognize Major League Baseball no more. Because for years it's all about hits, runs, and errors, but now it's even more math. It's all about launch angles, spin rate, and exit velo. Man, if I cared about launch angle and exit velo, I'd just get season tickets to Peter North on Pornhub. Swear to God. Talk about frozen ropes. And no wonder why Meatloaf checked out so early. He ought to change his number one hit song about baseball to Paradise by the Hands-Free Navigation System.
Well, thank you, Donnie. A little sports editorial.
Yeah. Dear idiots, this is from Brian. Uh-huh. Sour Patch Kids makes a candy heart like the conversation hearts, but with modern phrases on them. And Brian, this is Brian, our boy at Kroger.
Again. Oh,
nice. He came to the show over the weekend. Brian, you're the man.
No
thanks
kidding.
For hanging out.
Oh,
yeah,
thanks,
I love
Brian.
Brian.
He doesn't give any examples, but if you go online and look for naughty conversation hearts,
apparently a lot
of them end with me.
Right.
There's apparently more than one company that makes these.
Really?
I've got this from Barb, who says, I used to like the old ones. They were at least edible. The new ones I had yesterday were rock hard. I thought I was going to break a tooth. Also, completely lacking in flavor. They say it's a grape flavor, but they all tasted the same, and there were no purple ones. They did have cute sayings, but my boo is so last year. Mm. Isn't my boo 30 years old? Isn't that
no?
Me and you and a dog named Boo?
Oh, well, the dog was
isn't that where that came from?
No, you.
I'm singing. Me and you.
Where did my boo come from, Chris?
From Justin Bieber. That's where it came from.
It's a good pop culture song.
Yeah.
Remember when I was yours and you were my boo.
My boo. Yeah.
Great song. Wow.
Yeah,
my boo means? It's my baby, my girl, my...
Your boo. Yeah, that's been around for a long time.
You know what people say now is they also say bae. Mm-hmm. B-A-E.
Right.
That's my bae.
It's my bae.
Yeah, and then there was that karate song, Kung Fu Boo. Or no, that was Bufu. No,
oh,
was
Jesus.
Easy.
What does B? What does Bay stand? Didn't that stand like
Beyonce?
Before anybody else.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Cool.
Bay.
Yeah.
I just thought it was the first half of Baby for a while.
Baby.
Well, it's spelled BAE, right? When people read it.
I didn't know that either. I'm learning. So what is it again? Hey with three Y's means you're DTF?
If you're like talking to a girl and then she sends you, let's say it's like a 2 a.m. Saturday night, hey, three Y's, you're in.
That's yeah, but I think well, yeah, Christy raises a good point. Yes, I think that if it's the timestamp says
right, I'm drunk,
horny, alone, desperate, and drunk.
2:30 p.m. on a Tuesday. Give me that like work hangover, like need a second cup of coffee. If I get the hey text then I know you're thinking about me at work. That's the third base coach, waving
you
in.
What if you get the happy face with the hearts for eyes and then a eggplant next to it? Is that...
Jeffrey, I've never gotten a text
What if
like
you
that,
get, so don't ever text me again? What is that?
What if the policeman knocks at your door?
I told you, this is inappropriate. I'm your son's teacher. Don't message me. Don't send me pictures of you in a beanie.
As a young person, is this really affecting your dating life, having to get up at 4 in the morning?
Oh, it's terrible. I can't do anything on weekdays.
Yeah,
kind of fun, though, because sometimes we're like, hey, you want to go on a date at 4 p.m.? That rules.
Yeah. Plus, you get the special
sure.
at the cafeteria.
Exactly.
What time do you go to bed?
Around 8? I swear to God, I went to a cafeteria last year. I am not kidding. They had the Jack Benny special.
Of course. Really?
And I had to explain that. That's before my time.
What's the Jack Benny special?
Jack Benny was notorious as it was an act. For being incredibly cheap.
I don't think it was an act, but go ahead.
He was a very generous, great person. But the Jack Benny special was a discounted.
It's still there. It's been there forever, as long as that cafeteria chain's been around.
And I was quite surprised, and I had to explain it. I mean, it had to be explained to me when I was a kid.
Yeah. Is it like a particular food, though?
No, there's a list of entrees, and you get a side, and you get a roll.
The Jack
and you get
Benny
a drink.
Special.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But I do love the cafeteria.
I know you do, because the food's right there, and you get it right there.
The genius of the cafeteria is they you walk in, and the good ones, the desserts are right there in the beginning.
Right.
Wow.
Mm.
Yeah.
I agree.
And every time my little girls get Jell-O, even though they never eat it, because it's so colorful.
Oh, yeah. My son always gets the Jell-O cubes. It's like, oh, good, $4 for a 12 cents of Jell-O. Awesome.
That they're not going to eat.
Chick, you know that deli downtown?
Great roast beef.
The deli downtown that we like, that where they have the desserts right at the beginning?
Sure, yeah.
I've gotten, I hate saying this, before a game, I have gotten 3 desserts from that place before.
3?
I've gotten the Jell-O. I don't eat all of them, and it's kind of, I encourage to share. But yeah, you got to get the cheesecake, you got to get the chocolate cake, and maybe you get some Jell-O for the friends.
Yeah, see, I'm hoping that scientists could come up with a way where we can have a diet that's nothing but pastries and coffee.
No.
3 times a day, and it's really good for you.
That is a good idea.
Oh, wouldn't that be delicious?
And then all you get to drink is beer? What a great diet that would be.
Well, these are all great ideas. I hope someone's writing these down and enacting them.
Too much sugar.
It has too much flavor.
I want to eat the street.
I'm a savory gal.
Why can't I eat?
I want to eat
this carrot juice needs more dirt. I can say that because I'm currently drinking a thing of organic carrot juice.
Ugh.
How much sugar's in that, though?
A lot.
Look at the back of that. But it's 16 grams of sugar, I bet.
Yes, but it's natural sugar. Then I like the beet juice because it makes your poops red and nice and festive.
We shouldn't have stream of consciousness that often on the show. Maybe
could be a new feature.
No.
Stream of Consciousness Radio?
Oh, I thought you were going to say...
No, I thought you were going to say festive movement.
Yeah.
That's what
festive
I thought.
Movement.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Let's take a call. Your most festive movement. Let's do it.
Okay, we've already had the corn calls. We need something else.
So now what do you want? A poop pinata? What are you talking about?
No, I'm different. I was thinking, we're talking about these candy hearts.
Yeah.
And apparently, judging by our mail, there are a number of companies now that make these. I know one of the companies that
Sweethearts
made them,
does them.
One of the companies Sweet that made
Tarts.
Them stopped making them for a while,
mm-hmm.
but they're back. I was wondering for those that have certain gastro issues, we could go with Gaviscon with little Gaviscon tablets with little phrases on them.
I think you have to be a certain age to even know what Gaviscon is. Of course, I do because I've worked with you for 40 years. But
and you have my Gaviscon over underneath your desk right now.
Tums might be more accessible for that joke.
Yeah,
but they don't work. Gaviscon is the way to go.
I like to have a big bowl of alphabet soup and see what it spells out in the bowl afterwards. Read it like a tarot card.
Oh, That sounds fun. There's an idea.
Oh, God.
There's an idea. You're saying if you could have some kind of alphabets that would recycle
right.
corn.
Corn shell.
And you got words floating in your bowl. It's giving you a little message.
It's sort of like playing Wheel of Fortune with your ass.
Yes, but you know message. You have to sift through it.
What is wrong with you people?
No, they float. They float. No, these are great ideas.
Get on board, Chick.
We have a...
get on board or be left behind.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and his Small Bill co-stars take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
We're going to watch every episode.
Join us. It's Big Talk.
You remember when I had to shave my head?
Oh, I think I was angry with this one.
On Small Bill.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
The scene you did, and this is the one that got me fired, okay?
What?
Here we go.
I love the excursions with me and Welling.
It's everything that Superman stands for.
It's Talkville.
Talkville, we always talk about it. It's a great thing.
The Smallville Rewatch Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.